A short walk from our campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, is a recent addition to the city's arts scene. You can find Wavelength Space on Macaulay Avenue. Raquel Mullins is its director and curator. Raquel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us more about Wavelength Space.
Wavelength Space is an artist-run space in town, and we've been open since February of this year. We're now currently running our third exhibition, which includes artists from the Chattanooga area, as well as artists who have traveled or sent work to the space. So the goal of the gallery is to create exhibition opportunities for Chattanooga artists that place their work in conversation with artists who are working with similar concepts, but from the national community.
And you are an alum of our campus, UTC.
Yeah, I am. So I graduated in 2012 with a degree in art education, spent some time teaching, and then went back to school for my master's. And I've actually spent some time in the past couple years teaching in the art department at UTC. But now I'm kind of taking a slightly different direction.
What inspired you and your husband to create and open Wavelength Space not long before the pandemic?
Right. We had been looking for a building in the Chattanooga area that could house not just my creative aspiration for the gallery, but also for my husband's business. He is opening a recording studio in the same building that Wavelength Space is shared with. So I'm lucky that I get to, that we both get to kind of pursue a creative pursuit out of the space. But I would say that in graduate school, I went to the Art Institute of Chicago, graduated a couple years ago. And during my time in graduate school, getting my MFA in Chicago, I spent a lot of time in artist-run spaces and visited a lot of like artist-run galleries in Chicago, whether it be an apartment gallery or a space in an old warehouse. There was just a really rich scene of galleries being run by artists that were not like galleries that we have many of in Chattanooga. And so that was a new experience for me. And I really wanted to bring a taste of that kind of bigger city gallery culture to our city, and also kind of give the agency or the, what do you say, like opportunity to show a wide range of, whether it's emerging artists to mid-career artists, in kind of a themed exhibition setting to the city, just to add to our art scene.
And how have you had to adjust? How have you and your husband had to adjust with Wavelength Space during the past year plus of the pandemic?
Well, we found the building we wanted to work out of off of Macaulay Avenue, really close to campus, UTC's campus, in the fall of 2019. And it was just a brick shell. So we had to do quite a bit of renovation. And the pandemic definitely slowed down our build out of a space, and also the kind of planned startup date of running the gallery and the recording studio. Construction on the space was kind of at a high peak when the pandemic hit last spring. So it definitely slowed down our progress on being able to open the space, not only from a build out standpoint, but also from being able to start exhibitions. So we delayed several of our shows that were supposed to open last year, and some of that programming will happen this summer. And then we deemed it would be probably okay to start in February if we just limited our number. So right now we're opening with events where people sign up to make an appointment to come view the space, and we have no more than 10 people in the space at one time.
And then you mentioned the summer, but what do you have there now, and what do you have as the month of May unfolds?
Sure. So right now we have an exhibition called Residual Dwelling, and it is a group show of four artists, myself included. And Residual Dwelling refers to artworks that are exploring different themes of home or making home within a wide variety of work. So we have installation, painting, and kind of what we call expanded painting. So they're not just rectangular, but they're made with a lot of different mixed materials. And two of the artists are from out of town. One of them is from Portland, Oregon. The other is from Houston, Texas. And then myself and Victoria Sauer are, of course, from the Chattanooga area. It's exploring notions of home, migration, what it means to make a home space while you're on the move or moving through different home space. It deals with memory and family connections and also connection of the body to a home space.
What's been your inspiration in the art that you have created lately, in the art that you have encountered lately, and sharing that art there at Wavelength Space?
Well, my work for the past couple of years has been an exploration of my childhood and the 40 places or dwelling places that I spent time in. So I moved around quite a bit as a kid and into adulthood. And so a couple years ago, when I was in my graduate program, I decided to start making drawings and paintings about the places that I've moved through. And so two of the works on view in the show right now are a little bit more current. They're a larger scale than that series of drawings that I just mentioned. But there's also a few of those drawings of childhood homes in the space as well.
And where can people go online for more information about Wavelength Space?
Right now, we're on Instagram at wavelength_space. And we'll have our website soon, but Instagram is our primary way you can find us and book an appointment.
All right. Raquel, thanks so much.
Thank you.